With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Large crowds gathered in Moscow for the funeral of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
Outside the church, supporters who'd gathered in their thousands chanted the name of the man many see as a hero. A black funerary van drew up under overcast skies, and Mr. Navalny's coffin was carried inside. If, as reported by his relatives, the Kremlin wanted their arch foe to be buried in secret, it hasn't worked. State media are ignoring it, but this is a chance for people who've queued round the block to pay their last respects to a man who embodied unbending opposition to President Putin and the highly authoritarian political system he's created.
BBC correspondent Danny Eberhardt reporting from Moscow. The Smokehouse Creek fire continues to burn in the Texas panhandle, destroying homes, cattle, and everything in its wake. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the firefighters fighting this blaze are extraordinary.
The largest fire in the history of the state of Texas cut a path so large that it exceeds the size of some states in our country. And it would have been far worse and far more damaging, not just to property, but also to people, but for those firefighters.
The blaze has burned about 1,700 square miles in the Texas panhandle and killed at least two people. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley says she raised $12 million in February. That's a haul that will likely allow her to remain in the Republican primary against former President Donald Trump past next week's Super Tuesday, even though she can't point to an upcoming state where she expects to beat him. On Wall Street, the Dow by 91 points, the Nasdaq rose 183, the S&P 500 advancing by 40. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the entertainment world.
Hulu, the giant streaming platform owned by Disney, has agreed to air an advertisement for a Texas church. Initially, the platform rejected the spot, saying it violated its policy against, quote, religious indoctrination. Legal group First Liberty got involved, and Hulu has now reversed course. Some critics found Hulu's concern about a simple ad promoting a church to be laughable, given the filthy and ultraviolet content that it cheerfully sells to America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana lawmakers passed a bill allowing residents 18 and older to carry a concealed handgun without a permit. However, the new law would not allow people to carry a concealed gun without a permit inside of a church. As many more houses of worship are being attacked these days, a growing number of congregations are opting to arm themselves. Some employ professional security guards, but others are deputizing parishioners. This is SRN News. A New York man has been sentenced to 25 years to life in prison for killing a woman who wound up in his driveway after a wrong turn. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Kevin Monahan was convicted in January of killing Kaylin Gillis last April. The 20-year-old woman was riding in a caravan of two cars and a motorcycle that pulled into Monahan's long, winding driveway by mistake in Washington County in northeastern New York while her friends were looking for another person's house. Prosecutors argued that Monahan was motivated by irrational rage toward trespassers. He said the gun went off by accident and he thought his home was under siege by intruders. I'm Shelley Adler.
Judge Adam Michelini said, I think it's important that people know it's not okay to shoot people and kill them who drive down your driveway. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.